Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to be talking about an incredibly influential journalist by the name of Ben Bradlee. So let's get right into it. Bradlee was born in Boston, Massachusetts on August 26, 1921. He finished at St. Mark's School, an all-boys school, where he played varsity baseball. Sadly, he contracted polio at 14 years old, but he battled and survived the disease. He attended Harvard as a Greek-English major, and he was also a part of the Naval ROTC. He received his naval commission just 2 hours after graduating from Harvard, and also married his first wife, Jean Saltonstall, all on the same day. He was a pretty busy guy. He joined the Office of Naval Intelligence and worked as a communications officer in the Pacific during World War II, handling classified and coded cables. He served primarily on the destroyer USS Philip. His main battles, and forgive me if I pronounce these wrong, were Vella Lavella, Sapin, Tinian, Bougainville, and he also fought in the biggest naval battle ever fought, the Battle of Leyte Gulf. After the war, Bradlee helped to found the New Hampshire Sunday News and became a reporter for the paper. He sold the paper in 1948 and then became a reporter for the Washington Post. In 1952, he joined the staff of the Office of U.S. Information, the embassy's propaganda unit. By doing this, he controlled the American voice. Basically, he spread pro-American cultural information. Bradlee was friends with John F. Kennedy, and they were neighbors. He toured with him and Richard Nixon on their presidential campaigns. Bradlee retired as the executive editor of the Washington Post in 1991, but remained the vice president until his death. He wrote an autobiography called A Good Life, Newspapering, and Other Adventures. Even after everything he had done with his life, he still had time for acting. He had an acting role in the remake of the rom-com Born Yesterday. Bradlee received the French Legion of Honor, the highest award given by the French government. Also, he was named a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Barack Obama in 2013. There was even a whole ceremony at the White House where he was given the medal. In his later years, Bradlee suffered from dementia and Alzheimer's, and in 2014, at the age of 93, he passed away in his home. A newspaper called The Daily Beast paid tribute and put his quote, "Today our best, tomorrow better," on the wall of their office. I personally think Bradlee is a big inspiration to go out and do the most with your life. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed.